be honest, we're totally in awe of people whose job it is to face these in real life. But the grenade that makes it into this A to Z is the Rocket Propelled Grenade, or RPG. Because that is what gave us one of the best booms in Mythbusters history.
All right, this is RPG versus Trailer, just to see what it does.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, it's gone. The trailer is completely gone.
It was gone in a 60th of a second. But how did the team pull off shooting an RPG in the first place?
We've been trying to get RPGs on the show for years. And then along came the movie Red, which featured a head-to-head showdown between an RPG and a handgun, which is perfect for Mythbusters. So we headed down to our friends at the Energetic Materials Research and Testing Center at New Mexico Tech. We borrowed their expertise and their weapons to film one of my favorite explosive stories ever.
Okay, this is survivability test, RPG shooter versus bullet shooter.
In 3, 2, 1.
Macro.
That was intense.
Not only was it an intense day in the desert, but the RPG was well worth the wait. And what's more, it's epic shots like these that take us seamlessly onto H for high speeds.
No, I'm with Cary and Grant on this one. The RPG hitting the trailer and that explosion, catching it on high speed, is probably one of the coolest ones we've ever done on the show. And the reason why is you can see the RPG actually go through the front of the trailer, and it doesn't explode until it hits the backside of the trailer. I mean, it was awesome.
While the high speed does ooze awesomeness, it's in revealing a level of detail that would otherwise remain hidden, where the high speed really comes into its own.